Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. I hope that you have had a chance to look at the blog over the past couple of days. It finally happened last week. I found my first owl and got a picture. I was so excited that I saw it. It really was just a case of being in the right place at the right time, but needless to say, I was super pumped about that photo, and I was showing everybody. So today, because of finally seeing an owl on my own, we're going to read about Solomon Owl by reading two chapters of the book titled The Tale of Solomon Owl, written by Arthur Scott Bailey. Now going forward, I'll try to be more diligent in keeping the blog updated. After I posted the picture of the owl and other birds, I noticed it had been a while since I last posted. Sorry about that. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff! We have a liftoff!
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Blazing Eyes. It was some 3 hours after sunset when Solomon Owl at last reached Farmer Green's place. All was quiet in the chicken house because the hens and roosters and their families had long since gone to roost. And except for a light that shone through a window, the farmhouse showed not a sign of life. Everything was as Solomon Owl wished it, or so he thought, at least as he alighted in a tree in the yard to look about him. He wanted no one to interrupt him when he should be nosing around the chicken house to find an opening. To his annoyance, he had not sat long in the tree when the woodshed door opened, and Solomon Owl stared in amazement at the strange sight he saw. A great head appeared, with eyes and mouth, yes, and nose too, all a glaring flame color. Solomon had never seen such a horrible face on man or bird or beast. But he was sure it was a man, for he heard a laugh that was not to be mistaken for either a beast's or a bird's. And the worst of it was, those blazing eyes were turned squarely toward Farmer Green's chicken house. Solomon Owl was too wary to go for his fat pullet just then. He decided that he would wait quietly in the tree for a time, hoping that the man would go away. While Solomon watched him, the stranger neither moved nor spoke, and of course Solomon Owl was growing hungrier every minute, so at last he felt that he simply must say something.
Who are you?"
he called out from this tree. But the strange man did not answer. He did not even turn his head. "He must be some city person," Solomon Owl said to himself. "He thinks he's too good to speak to a countryman like me." Then Solomon sat up and listened. He heard a scratching sound, and soon he saw a plump figure crawl right up into his treetop. It was Fatty Coon. "What are you doing here, Solomon Owl?" asked in a low voice, which was not any too pleasant. "I'm out for an airing," Fatty answered. "Beautiful night, isn't it?" But Solomon Owl was not interested in the weather. "I don't suppose you've come down here to get a chicken, have you?" he inquired. Fatty Coon seemed greatly surprised at the question. "Why, no," he exclaimed. "But now that you speak of it, it reminds me that Farmer Green's saving a pullet for me." He was heard to say not long ago that he would like to catch me taking one of his hens. So he must have one for me, and I don't want to disappoint him. At first, Solomon Owl didn't know what answer to make, but at last he turned his head toward Fatty. "Why don't you go and get your pullet now?" he asked. "There's that man down below with the glaring eyes," said Fatty Coon. "I've been waiting around here for quite a long time, and he hasn't looked away from the chicken house even once. Do you know him?" "No, I don't want to," said Solomon Owl.
"Shh!" Fatty Coon held up a warning hand. "Who's that?" he asked, peering down at a dark object at the foot of their tree.
Then both he and Solomon saw that it was Tommy Fox, sitting on his haunches and staring at the big head with its blazing eyes and nose and mouth.
"Not looking for chickens, I suppose," Solomon Owl called in a low tone, which was hardly more than a whisper.
But Tommy Fox's sharp ears heard him easily, and he looked up, licking his chops as if he were very hungry indeed. And all the while, the stranger continued to stare straight at the chicken house, as if he did not intend to let anybody go prowling about that long, low building to steal any of Farmer Green's poultry. It was no wonder that the three chicken lovers, two in the tree and one beneath it, hesitated. If the queer man had only spoken, they might not have been so timid, but he never said a word.
Watching the chickens. Solomon Owl and Fatty Coon couldn't help laughing at what Tommy Fox said to them as they sat in their tree near the farmhouse, looking down at him in the moonlight.
"I'm here to watch Farmer Green's chickens for him," said he, "to see that no rat or anybody else runs away with a pullet."
"Farmer Green has someone else watching for him tonight," said Solomon Owl when he had stopped laughing. "There's that strange man. You can see how he keeps his glaring eyes fixed on the chicken house, and unless I'm mistaken, he's on the lookout for you."
"No such thing," Tommy Fox snapped, and he looked up at Solomon as if he wished that he could climb the tree.
"Here comes somebody else," Fatty Coon exclaimed suddenly. His keen eyes had caught sight of Jimmy Rabbit hopping along on his way to the vegetable garden to see if he couldn't find a stray cabbage or a turnip.
Solomon Owl called to him, whereupon Jimmy Rabbit promptly sat up and looked at the odd trio. If it hadn't been for Tommy Fox, he would have drawn nearer.
"Do you know that stranger?" Solomon Owl asked him, pointing out the horrible head to Jimmy.
"I haven't the pleasure," said Jimmy Rabbit, after he had taken a good look.
"Well," said Solomon, "won't you kindly speak to him and ask him to go away?"
"Certainly," answered Jimmy Rabbit, who always tried to be obliging.
"I hope the stranger won't eat him," remarked Tommy Fox, "because I hope to do that some day myself."
It was queer, but Jimmy Rabbit was the only one of the four that wasn't afraid of those glaring features. He hopped straight up to the round, big head, which was just a bit higher than one of the fence posts against which the stranger seemed to be leaning. And after a moment or two, Jimmy Rabbit called to Solomon and Fatty and Tommy Fox.
"He won't go away. He's going to stay right where he is."
"Come here a minute," said Tommy.
Jimmy Rabbit shook his head.
"You come over here," he answered,
and he did not stir from the sight of the stranger. He knew very well that Tommy Fox was afraid of the man with the head and the glaring eyes. As for Tommy Fox, he did not even reply, that is, to Jimmy Rabbit, but he spoke his mind freely enough to his two friends in the tree.
"It seems to me one of you ought to do something," said he. "We'll eat no pullets tonight if we can't get rid of this meddlesome stranger."
Fatty Coon quite agreed with him. "The one who was here first is the one to act," Fatty declared.
"That's you," he told Solomon Owl.
So Solomon Owl felt most uncomfortable.
"I don't know what I can do," he said. "I spoke to the stranger, asked him who he was, and he wouldn't answer me."
"Can't you frighten him away?" Tommy Fox inquired.
"Fly right over his head and give him a blow with your wing as you pass."
Solomon Owl coughed. He was embarrassed, to say the least.
"He's afraid," Fatty Coon cried, and both he and Tommy Fox kept repeating over and over again, "He's afraid, he's afraid, he's afraid."
It was really more than Solomon Owl could stand.
"I'm not," he retorted angrily. "Watch me and you'll see." And without another word, he darted out of the tree and swooped down upon the stranger, just brushing the top of his head.
Solomon Owl knew at once that he had knocked something off the top of that dreadful head, something that fell to the ground and made Jimmy Rabbit jump nervously. Then Solomon returned to his perch in the tree.
"He hasn't moved," he said, "but I knocked off his hat."
"You took off the top of his head," cried Fatty Coon in great excitement. "Look, the inside of his head is afire." And peering down from the treetop, Solomon Owl saw that Fatty Coon had told the truth.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information, to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and it's come to a final stop.